Wholesaling annual conference gets underway in Malaga. The first day of the Wholesaling annual conference featured sessions of several committees and subcommittees. The Olympic Classes Committee focused on preparations for the LA 28 Games, including recommending any format testing be finalized by mid-2025 in order to test new formats in elite-level multi-class events. The committee also recommended that the board prioritizes the implementation of the new ranking system, previously approved in 2018, to grow the sport and maximize media opportunities. Alongside this, the committee recommended that wholesaling and Olympic classes coordinate media operations to increase engagement and make the most of the opportunities. The match racing subcommittee met to discuss the recently opened bidding process for the 2024, 2025 and 2026 Youth Match Racing and Women's Match Racing World Championships, as well as the current status of the World Sailing Nations Cup. Several bids have already been received towards the event, and a deadline of 19 December has been set to finalize the agreement with a potential host. The dates for the Blind Match Racing World Championship have been set, with the event being held on Lake Geneva from 22 to 28 of June 2024. The subcommittee also agreed to request through the events committee that a wholesaling match racing portal is created to promote and grow match racing by further supporting the community. The team racing subcommittee. Bids to host the 2025 and 2026 edition of the Wholesaling Open Team Racing World Championship have been endorsed by the Team Racing Subcommittee and will be recommended to the Events Committee and the Board for approval. The Team Racing Subcommittee will also request through the Events Committee that a Wholesaling Team Racing microsite be recreated as an element within the Wholesaling platform. This is to promote the planned Wholesaling Open Team Racing World Championships and the diversity and inclusion of events and initiatives. A key area is to recognize the development of Wholesaling Youth Mixed Team Racing, approved at the World Championship level and in pilot at several events at present. The International Judges Subcommittee, International Measurers Subcommittee, Race Management Subcommittee discuss educational plans to assist the development of race officials looking towards the aims of gender equity and geographical spread. The subcommittees reviewed relevant policies and procedures alongside the race officials' roles, qualities and competencies document responsible for providing the guidelines for race officials progressing to international level. All subcommittees finalize their reviews on first time and renewal race official appointments, which will be decided by race officials in Wednesday's race officials committee meeting. The World Sailing Classes Committee approved a submission to use a Clash International Measurer as a chair of the Event Technical Committee, but rejected the submission regarding limiting the use of a remote jury. However, this did lead to a discussion about the use of technology to make events more cost-effective, consistent and sustainable. Wholesaling Vice President Marcus Pillane, chairing the Working Party on Special Events, along with Chairman of the Wholesaling Classes Committee, reported on the need for transparency in the contracts between wholesaling and the special events. And attention when appointing special events will be focused on ensuring non-conflict with international classes. The committee also noted that the updated Connect to Sailing program for youth and associated guidelines should be made available online and promoted to MNAs to help guide them on development of youth classes. The International Regulations Committee met to discuss the increasing reach and depth of regulations, in particular regarding environmental issues. Topics included greenhouse gas emissions measures, sensitive sea areas, polar waters and ballast water. The committee also discussed the ongoing monitoring of ISO standards, especially ISO 12215, regarding scantling and keel fatigue, which was highlighted as a particular area of interest, and the safety of small vessels in the context of marine autonomous surface ships and the increase in congestion in sea lanes due to offshore energy installations. The committee also notes a global reduction in piracy and armed robbery incidents of 24% from 2021-2022, but with small uplift in the Malacca-Singapore area and Latin American Atlantic.